Welcome to my Serenity Circle.
Not the welcome I was expecting.
Welcome to your rebirth.
Welcome to Sherwood, my lady.
Welcome aboard the Black Pearl.
Welcome to the Himalayas.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Collins in the Morning.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning, 645. In case you haven't heard, Bob Saget died yesterday at the age of 65. Police officers found him in a room at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando. He was unresponsive and pronounced dead on the scene. He was in the area for several comedy shows. He was like the 90s Ward Cleaver. And, of course, people all remember Bob Saget.
Actor and comedian Bob Saget has died.
Please welcome Bob Saget.
America's Funniest Home Videos proudly presents Bob Saget.
Thank you, and a special welcome to our special one-hour special. This is a salute to boneheads. Thank you.
It is now 0700, and it's time to attack the enemy. Grease, grime, slime, sludge. And that's just Joey's room.
You have a dirty mind, you know. Well, I'm telling you the truth.
I think everybody does, kind of, except...
Oh, not like you.
Not like you, Bob.
I got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Gentlemen, Tarzan, who was raised in the jungle by apes, went to bed in better shape than that baby.
Big deal, you're talking about a guy who wore diapers entire life.
Gosh, you're a wonderful audience. You really are. I'm not just kissing up. I'm really not. I swear, I'm slobbering all over you is what I'm doing, because I need you to like me real bad, because I have no act, and I have no life, and I have no future. I'm serious. My mom is Gumby, my dad is Pokey, and I'm Mr. Potato Head, so...
I do what I do. I march to my voice. And I don't think... it's kind of equal now, the notoriety between being America's dad, because I find it funny.
Bob Saget, everybody!
Collins in the Morning.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning. 9:32, it is time for Stuff for Monday, and boy, do we have a lot of stuff. Of course, in the entertainment world, Bob Saget died yesterday at the age of 65. He was found in his Ritz-Carlton hotel room in Orlando, unresponsive, pronounced dead on the scene. He was in the area for several comedy shows. He had just posted the night before that he felt like he was 26 years old again, performing in clubs. Also dying over the weekend was Dwayne Hickman, and many of you younger folks will wonder, well, who is Dwayne Hickman? For us older folks, he was Dobie Gillis. Remember, I think it was 1950s. I was only two. 1957, he starred along with Bob Denver, you know, Gilligan, in The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis. But Dwayne Hickman passed away also at the age of 87. All right, taking a look at the Hollywood box office. Number one at the movie theater, Spider-Man No Way Home, another 33 million. Sing 2 at number two with 12 million. The 355, 4.8 million. It cost between 40 and 75 million to produce. The Kingsman, another 3.4 million. American Underdog at 2.4 million at number five. Number six, The Matrix Resurrections, 1.9 million. West Side Story, 1.4 at number seven. Ghostbusters Afterlife, 1.1 million at number eight. Number nine, Licorice Pizza at a million. And number 10, The House of Gucci at 632,000 over the weekend. I have no interest in that movie. Is that bad of me? Okay, the Daily Mail says doctors expect 5 million Americans to call out sick this week because of the coronavirus. Over 900,000 new COVID cases reported on Friday, or as Clint says, COVID. A snow leopard at the Miller Park Zoo in Illinois has died from the virus. Production on Star Trek Picard has been halted because 50 cast and crew members have tested positive for the virus. Tinder is developing a new feature called Swipe Party that allows your online friends to help you choose your dates. That could be dangerous. Friends will be allowed to swipe on potential matches for you. I don't want anybody. Anyway, Norway's. I love this one. No, let's wait a minute. McDonald's restaurants in Taiwan have run out of hash browns because of a tater shortage. Shortages being blamed on high demand and global shipping issues. Wait a minute. President Biden said there were no issues. All right, the last three stories starting with this one. Norway's military is asking new recruits to wear used underwear, used socks, used bras because of supply chain issues. The undergarments are laundered before being given to the new soldiers. Well, I guess so. Gee, thanks. Okay. Demi Lovato, of the weird and I don't know why. Demi Lovato shaved her head and then had a tattoo artist ink a giant spider on the side of it. Sucking out her brains, I assume. And last but not least, the epitome of class. Buffalo Bills wide receiver Stephon Diggs honored the late Betty White yesterday by wearing a pair of cleats that had the phrase, "Thank you for being a friend," and her likeness. Boy, is she just being honored all over the place. But I thought that was classy with all the crap they put on. That was classy. And to me, that's a great way to wind up stuff.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Hello, boys and girls.
I don't understand what's going on here.
Excuse me, Mr. DJ.
Keep this frequency clear.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get to the real thing.
Collins in the morning.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the morning with the car, 6:18 on a glorious Tuesday morning, because we're letting the good times roll, because Georgia beat Alabama last night. There were more Alabama rooters than there were, Georgia rooters than Alabama, I guarantee you that, for sure, for sure. My phone blew up last night, so I had to turn it off. So for those folks, I wasn't ignoring you, but I was. Because it was 1:45 and I need to get up at 3:30, so please forgive me. All right, time now for your Access Financial Group Facebook page question of the day today. Dear Collins, my 11-year-old son was acting weird yesterday, so I sat him down, questioned him. He cracked and told me he cheated on an exam. I was furious. I sent him to his room without dinner, thinking about having him tell his teacher what he did. I also know without a passing grade, he could fail the class. What do I do? He has promised to never cheat again. Should I let it go? What kind of parent am I if I do this? Okay, I would give him the option of telling the teacher and either ask the teacher for a do-over with another test. And usually teachers make more than one test sometimes. And with the opportunity, but it was bothering him so much that he wanted to tell him or her, his teacher, that he cheated. That's what I do. You're teaching your child then, in my opinion, to own up to what they did. It's not always somebody else's fault, and they will be a better person for it, and you'll feel good about your child, especially if they, agree to do it without any back talk. But that's what I think. What do you think? Our Facebook address, K-Lake 97.7, your home of the greatest hits, where Dave Kirkpatrick is up next with news. K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the morning. Rose Roy, 6:45, 15 away from 7 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. For those of you who have heard me do a game of the week on either station, either of our two stations here in Mount Pleasant, know that whenever I have a game where a local team is playing a team from out of town, I am the biggest homer you ever heard. And I've been lucky enough to do it in both high school and college play-by-play. But there's nothing like when a winning team has got it clinched and you get to hear the local radio broadcast.
And then they reverse it with Billingsley. Back to the right. Snap to Young.
drops back, pressure from the edges. He throws near sideline, and it's intercepted. Intercepted, Kelee Ringo at the 21. Off he goes, 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, near sideline. Breaks the tackle, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, 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 Georgia. 54 seconds to go. Kelee Ringo with about a 75-yard return. No flags. 32-18. Let the celebration begin.
That's Scott Howard.
Lake, 97.7.
That was Scott Howard of the Georgia Bulldog Network. K-Lake 97.7. Collins in the morning quoting Will Ferrell. I think the movie was The Other Guys. LRB. Good morning. It's 9:33. Time for stuff. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla tells CNBC Omicron vaccine will be ready in March. Operation Warped Speed. Betty White had a stroke 6 days before she died. Betty was alert and coherent, though, after the stroke. ABC has renewed Grey's Anatomy for a 19th season. Never got into that show, and I don't know why. American Idol star Clay Aiken is running for a Democratic congressional seat in North Carolina. He's looking to win an election in the 6th congressional district, which includes Chapel Hill, some of Raleigh, and some Orange County communities. Oh, did I mention Georgia won football's college national championship last night? They beat Alabama 33-18, first national title since 1980, and I was working in Athens at that time covering sports. Let's look at food. Let's end with food stuff. Wendy's, I don't know how I feel about this. Wendy's is selling a new frosty sundae that is topped with Lucky Charms marshmallows, Ghirardelli caramel sauce, and whipped cream. Pepperidge Farm is producing new Goldfish crackers, especially for adults. The Megabyte Goldfish are 50% larger than the regular Goldfish. They're available in sharp cheddar and cheddar jalapeno. Nestle is now selling two new Coffee Mate creamer flavors, including Rice Krispie Treats and Golden Grahams. And I love this last one. Snoop Dogg is planning to launch a new hot dog brand called Snoop Dogs. He already sells gin, cannabis, and cookbooks. Why not add stuff to help with the munchies? And that!
Wake up! Wake up!
Tough love it is, tough love. Wake up!
Let's make some wake-up juice.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, and nobody can hang with my stuff.
Collins in the morning.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the morning with Adam Ant. 6:18. It's Hump Day Wednesday. Time for your Access Financial Group Facebook page question of the day, dear Collins. My mouth hit the floor as I was doing laundry on Saturday. I was sorting clothes when I came across a new pair of underwear from my husband. They're white with red hearts. I ran into his man cave and questioned him. He said a female co-worker gave him the underwear as a secret Santa gift. I've long suspected this woman has a crush on my husband. My husband says he wore the underwear last week as a joke. I told him that I'm throwing out the underwear and that he never should have worn them. He disagrees, says they're a gag gift. I told him that wearing the underwear was disrespectful and almost like cheating because he was keeping them a secret from me. Have I overreacted? Should my husband apologize? Your thoughts? Well, my thoughts, yes, you overreacted. You owe your husband an apology unless he's cheated on you or something in the past. If he's trying to hide it, why is it in the laundry? Think about that for a minute. Now, I know we men are not the sharpest knives in the drawers sometimes, but if we were trying to hide something, we'd make sure we wouldn't put them in the laundry unless we do the laundry. So anyway, if your husband, he can't help it if somebody in the office has a crush on him, but you only suspect that. You don't know. All this is your supposition, and you're making it up in your head, and you may be inventing something that's only going to damage your marriage, in my opinion. I'm no Dr. Phil, but you might be putting your head where its sun don't shine. And get your head out of there and look at the facts and quit accusing your husband. If he's giving you no reason, then you have no reason. And you should apologize. And again, if he's trying to hide, why would he put it in the laundry? He doesn't do the laundry, evidently. So, that's what I think. What do you think? Our Facebook address, K-Lake 97.7, your home of the greatest hits. I'd be curious to see what some of the other folks think, especially the ladies. Anyway, coming up next, Clint Cooper, his first look at news on K-Lake 97.7. K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the morning, 6:44 and a half. It's cold outside, it's 34. You know, coming up this weekend is the new Scream movie. And I understand that lots of celebrities audition for the film by showing off their best screams.
And now, celebrities audition for the new Scream movie by screaming. Celebrities like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Tom Cruise. Will Ferrell. Mike Myers. Joe Pesci. His partner, Daniel Stern. Adam Sandler.
You're sick!
Robert De Niro. And Nicolas Cage. This has been Celebrities Auditioning for Scream.
Don't laugh! This ain't reality TV!
Collins in the Morning.
K-Lake 97.7.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning. I always think of Conan O'Brien when I hear that song, and I think today's the anniversary. I think it was 11 years ago, back in 2010, that Conan O'Brien, he had told NBC, I have no plans to move to 1205. Anyway, I missed that show. I thought it was good. All right, time now for stuff. The CDC continuing to warn Americans not to travel to Canada because of rising virus cases. Canadian officials are telling their residents not to travel outside of the country. United Airlines trimming flights because 3,000 employees are COVID positive. The Academy Awards will take place on March 27th, unfortunately, at the Dolby Theater in L.A. ABC says this year we'll have a host. Last 4 years, I haven't had one. I was hoping that they just stop all those. Nobody watches them anyway. A 1964 Porsche, once owned by Robert Redford, may sell for as much as $1.7 million when it's auctioned off. The green and silver car, one of only 100 GTS models. The car has racing harnesses instead of seat belts. That looked pretty cool driving down the highway, wouldn't it? Zach Galifianakis and Elizabeth Banks are going to star in a new Beanie Baby movie called The Beanie Bubble. The film is about the Beanie Baby craze and the extreme lengths people went to get the dolls. My dad didn't go to extremes, but he collected them a lot because he was a traveling salesman. He was a drug rep, and he went all over the place. He'd buy them on roadside stuff and give them to my kids, who unfortunately don't have them anymore. Let's see. When you decide, guys, to complain about your child support, you could be basketball player Tristan Thompson. He may have to pay the mother of his newborn baby, Marilee Nichols, $34,000 a month in child support. I hear it could go as high as $40,000. Now, what happens when his contract is up and he's not making that money anymore? Or do they have it built into the agreement? Okay, once his salary goes down, it matches this formula. I don't know. And last but not least, I love this one. Toronto's Far Side Bar recently offered to fill any container with beer because they had expiring kegs. Some people poured beer in pots while others placed the suds in garbage bags. But I loved what this guy did. One man brought in a portable washing machine and filled it with beer. Beer. It's stuff.
Time for what?
Time for what?
Time for breakfast.
Time for a nap.
Time for reinforcements.
Time for liftoff.
First time for everything.
Well, what are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
Let's do this thing.
Genius, let's do this thing.
Collins in the morning.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the morning. Good morning, everybody. 6:19 on this Thursday morning. It is time now for your Access Financial Group Facebook page. Question of the day, dear Collins, as we pick on husbands again. My husband and I got a new computer for Christmas. We're fighting because he deletes his browsing history after each time he uses the computer. This makes him look guilty of something. He says he has nothing to hide and believes what he views on the internet is private and his business. My friends say if he has nothing to hide, then he should allow me to see his browsing history. Is your spouse's browsing history off limits or fair game? Well, I don't have a spouse. But I look at this two ways. Number one, it cuts off on the crap you get with the cookies on the computer. But on the other hand, if you have nothing to hide, who cares? So, you know, I don't want to accuse him of hiding something, but either he's a little paranoid or he's done something in the past. Ha 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 ha. See, now, if he's done something in the past, she has a right to be suspicious. So, anyway, that's the way I look at it. He shouldn't care, but deleting all that crap cuts back on all the crap you get. Anyway, that's what I think. What do you think? Our Facebook address, K-Lake 97.7, your home of the greatest hits, where Clint has his first look at news, and we'll check the weather next. K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the morning, 6:44, 16 away from 7 o'clock. You know, I was reading Fortune magazine, which I often do. They say a new study found that cannabis compounds were effective in stopping the coronavirus from infecting human cells. Which made me think, who better to go on the road to deliver cannabis to everyone but Snoop Dogg and Seth Rogen?
The word is out. COVID-19 could be cured by the green.
Scientists are looking for new ways to treat COVID-19. Cannabis.
And that's why Snoop Dogg and Seth Rogen are proud to announce their new partnership.
I'm Seth Rogen.
Snoop D-O-double-G.
It's Seth and Snoop's Operation Weed Speed.
Spooned and grown, dipped and whipped, scudded and buttered, flaked and baked.
They're hitting the road with a new strain of COVID-destroying sticky icky icky and bringing it to you.
It's the best high-quality CBD. You know, it's top of the line. You know what I'm saying? It's to do it, Floyd.
Now, every vaccine appointment nationwide comes with a free bag of magical brownies for the whole family.
You eat like 3 grams of them or something, and then you're super messed up for like 5 hours.
Let's be blunt. Seth and Snoop have been planning a COVID clam bake since the pandemic started. But now there's an actual reason to do it.
Yes, science!
It's Seth and Snoop's Operation Weed Speed. Also brought to you by
Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck, my fault.
Toking soon at a pharmacy near you.
Work with me now.
Collins in the morning.
K-Lake 97.7. You sure?
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the morning. Good morning, everybody. It's 9:32 and time for stuff. PetSmart is celebrating Valentine's Day by selling a new line of doggy clothing highlighted by red silk doggy robes. Don't do that to your animals. Just don't. Speaking of clothing, Tom Brady launched his new clothing line yesterday. He is selling athletic t-shirts for $75 and vests for $250. I wouldn't pay $75 for 3 athletic t-shirts. I don't care who it is. Gal Gadot, Ryan Reynolds, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson are in talks to film two Red Notice sequels back-to-back. Production could start in early 2023. It was not a, Red Notice was not a great movie, but it was entertaining, I thought. Robert Pattinson's new Batman movie has been rated PG-13, so aren't most of them. It will be released on March 4th. Boxing and weightlifting are being dropped from the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. Doping scandals led to the sports being excluded. Like they ought to exclude all the sports because it's being held in China, the Winter Olympics. Anyway, let's end with food stuff. Campbell's Soup is now selling candles that smell like grilled cheese and tomato soup. It costs $24. All right, Campbell's, up in Paris, somebody at the factory there donate one of those candles to the K-Late Collins in the Morning studio, okay? I challenge you. I don't want it to cost anybody any money. I just want Campbell's to send me that candle. Wendy's celebrated National Roast Day yesterday by roasting Oreo cookies with the following post. Quote, when adding milk makes you taste better, you're doing it wrong. Hashtag National Roast Day. International Delight is selling a Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory coffee creamer. Oompa. And last but not least, AMC Movie Theaters. I like them because you can butter your own popcorn, and I get the heart attack butter version. But anyway, AMC Movie Theaters are now serving vegan chicken nuggets next to popcorn at their snack stands. They come with a side of sauce. Nope. It's either chicken or not. I will vegan nothing. And that, my friends, is a look at stuff. No veggies here.
So who talks first? You talk first? I talk first.
Some people without brains do an awful lot of talking.
Some religious officials are referring to this as the opening signs of the impending apocalypse.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Okay, man, start it up.
Collins in the Morning.
K-Leg 97.7, Collins in the Morning. Good morning, everybody. 6:45 on this chilly, but not as chilly, Friday morning. It's 35 degrees. Have you heard the story about Kanye West? He allegedly punched one of his fans. What do you say we eavesdrop on the conversation as Kanye tries to explain this to his lawyer?
And now, Kanye West explains to his lawyer why he allegedly punched a fan.
Okay, Kanye, it's not looking good, but they haven't charged you yet, so why don't you just tell me what happened?
They wanted to beat me up.
So this was self-defense then?
I know I disappointed you today, brother, and I'm sorry for disappointing you, but like I just told J. Cole on the phone right now, it's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
So the universe is telling you to hit your own fans? Or what did you think the reaction was going to be?
I knew there was going to be a reaction, but I'm just living my life day by day doing what I feel and what the spirit calls upon me to do.
Okay, but Kanye, why are you going around smacking people?
I was drugged out. I was on opioids. Right?
That's not an excuse. Why did you...
Because I was drugged out, bro.
Okay, I'm not allowed to hear this.
You know this is used to kill genius.
This has been Kanye West explaining to his lawyer why he allegedly punched a fan.
You can't bully me.
Collins in the Morning.
K-Lake 97.7.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning. 15 minutes after 8 o'clock, as most everybody knows, we're approaching the MLK holiday on Monday, celebrating the life of Martin Luther King Jr. Being from Atlanta, I have a little special pride there. It starts on Saturday with a celebration at the Dangerfield Annex, and we have with us this morning, she's El Presidente, Madam President. Her name is Linda Rimes. Linda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Okay. By the way, just to tell everybody, it's only going to be 45 tomorrow, so they need to bundle up. Or is this inside?
This is going to be inside. The program tomorrow on the 15th is inside at the Annex Building in Dangerfield, Texas. It's on Union Street.
All right, what's going to be going on?
We have a special program that we do every year. This is our annual. This is the Piney Woods Civic Club annual Martin Luther King program honoring this great man. And the program consists of speeches. The program consists of entertainment. We have a vocalist, Jeanette Morgan, will be performing. And we just have a good time celebrating and fellowshipping together, honoring Dr. Martin Luther King.
That's got to be just emotionally a great, warm fellowship feeling.
It really is, because we're celebrating someone that brought so many changes, celebrating the life and legacy of a man who brought hope and healing to America. And we need that today. So his words were inspiring, and they inspire us. And at these programs that we've had for over 20 years, it inspires us every year to continue that hope that things are going to change and things are going to be better for all people, not just for one group of people, but he fought for all people, and that's what we promote. But they weren't just words that he voiced. He really meant it from the heart. I know he did, because he fought very hard.
Now, you've been a teacher for just a couple of years. you even came out of retirement to teach at, what, high school level?
No, I'm at the junior high level.
Junior high level. What made you want to come out of retirement to teach again?
Well, for me, it's therapy. 2021 was, as everyone knows, was a rough year, and I lost many friends to COVID and to cancer. And I lost my sister and my best friend. And it was a year ago for my best friend on yesterday. And I thought, you know, maybe I should sub, because I've been out retired for only 3.5 years. So I saw the superintendent, make a long story short. She said, I think I have something for you. And I told her, I'll think about it. And so that conversation continued, and we met, and I prayed about it. And I said, Lord, you know, I can't sit here every day and dwell on losing my sister, which I cared for 3.5 years. And I needed this therapy. And this is the best therapy ever, to get back in the classroom, to see those faces light up, hands-on experience with the children, just seeing learning take place.
When you talk about Martin Luther King Jr. in the classroom, like me, you're of the age where we actually lived that era.
Yes, I did. I actually lived, you know, as a child growing up, and saw his efforts, and that inspired me to join different organizations, nonprofit organizations, to fight for the rights of people and to be there. And our organization will assist everyone that's in need. Whatever the needs are, if we can financially or physically help that group, that's what we do.
Okay, let's go through the what, where, when, how again. For the celebration tomorrow night.
The celebration tomorrow night, we will begin with our opening prayer by Pastor D.A. Hill. We will have our greeting, our welcome, and then we will go into, we have a special guest speaker, Mr. Jacoby Jermaine Ivory, and he's a native of Dangerfield. He's an assistant principal in the Duncanville Independent School District. So what we do, we try to invite all of our former students to come back and speak and give back to the community.
And everything begins at what, 6?
Everything begins at 6 o'clock and ends around 8.
All right. And also there's a parade on Monday.
We're excited about the parade that begins at 10 a.m. We are going to line up in front of the Dangerfield City Library on Jefferson Street. And we just have numerous groups of people that are going to be involved in the parade. And we're going to meet up at the city park in Dangerfield. And there we will have a brief program. We have music, entertainment, and free food.
Oh, there's nothing better than free food. Free is my favorite word.
We have hot dogs. We have chili. We have Frito pie.
Oh, boy.
Coffee, tea, cocoa. Come out and join us with the celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King. We are just excited about it.
Linda, almost said Shonda, didn't I? Linda Rhimes, congratulations on all that you do, and thank you for all that you do, and I hope things go well this weekend.
Well, thank you so much, and it's a collaborative effort. Our co-sponsors are the Morris County Collaborative Group, our buddies organization, Dangerfield City Chamber of Commerce is working closely with the Piney Woods Civic Club. So it's a collaborative effort, and we're going to make it better and better each and every year.
All right, Linda, thank you so much, and bundle up this weekend.
Okay, thank you. Everybody bundle up and come out and join us.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, we've got news with Clint Cooper coming up next on KLake 97.7.